The Wonder Boys are coming. All that more coming up in sports.
The Wonder Boys
of Arkansas Tech.
Do you think the student body voted on that? I mean, it's kind of like the banana slugs. I mean, you know, they got a group of people together and let's go for Wonder Boys. The heck with tigers and bears and lions.
That's
oh my.
Right. That's right. We'll be the only Wonder Boys in the country.
Well, yeah. And their girls teams are like the Golden Sun.
Oh, really?
Also, yeah. they didn't go with Wonder Girls.
They didn't play along.
No.
So have you seen their uniforms? Does it say boys on it? Or?
No, it just says Tech. Nothing about their logos or their uniforms that I've seen indicates that they are proud to be known as the Wonder Boys.
Well, it could well be that the uniform salesman was coming through, and he said, you know, it's going to this uniform's going to cost you $82. And, you know, the athletic director kind of rubbed his chin. He went, well, have you got anything that's possibly more affordable? To which the guy goes, well, we got this model here that's kind of a generic. It says Tech.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Let me have that one.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, that's right.
We're good.
Tech.
Yeah. What are your school colors? Whatever you got.
Whatever. That's right. We can make a change. It's not a big deal.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Got that.
That's right. What do you got in stock? Yeah.
Got that going for you. All right, quick lesson on how not to rob a bank. John Robin Whittle allegedly stopped off for a beer before heading over to the Port Richey, Florida Wells Fargo Bank. Ossifer said that the 52-year-old Mr. Whittle demanded cash from the teller at the bank. I have a gub. Then returned to the bar to finish off his beer. Officers arrested Mr. Whittle at the bar 10 minutes after he had fled the financial institution. Currently being held on $10,000 bond and been charged with criminal stupidity.
Criminal? It's a crime to be stupid.
Yes.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And again, I'm guessing it's the holiday season, and so there's no other strange news except coming from Florida. So more from the Sunshine State.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man accused of stealing a chicken dinner. Racked up a few extra charges along the way. That would be one Matthew Edward Perry, he's 46 years old. Accused
falling
of
on hard times since Friends went on.
Yeah, there. Really. That's, yeah. Well, once again, you know, couldn't ever sell the pilot. Accused of hurling his stolen poultry product at the off-duty deputy. The deputy in question trying to detain Mark after a store manager spotted him making off with said chicken. Witnesses said the chicken bandit had been hiding the bird under his clothes.
Ah, yeah. I'll catch you every time.
Well, again, because there's not cold weather in parts of Florida, you know, it may have been just maybe a, you know, kind of a beach shirt that he had on. You can see the grease stain coming through. Anyway, when he saw the officers were chasing him, he started pulling chicken parts off and throwing them at the officer.
Chicken parts.
Well, wings and legs and thighs, oh my. Perry was arrested for misdemeanor theft. The manager of the store said he spotted Perry the day before stealing beer. Well, why didn't he stop him then?
Well,
the beer wasn't a big deal. It's the chicken.
I guess so.
The chicken was the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will.
Maybe he's sharing the beer.
Who among us has not spent time in a parking lot strapping our beloved bundles of joy into a car seat?
I've done that.
Under all kinds of weather, all kinds of conditions, blocking as many adjacent parking places as possible so that you can open the door and put your little bundle into their car seat.
Sure.
And who among us has not celebrated that day when no longer does our child have to be in the car seat? You know what I'm saying?
Well, in Texas, that's like 8 years.
Well, see,
right?
under California's old law, many 6- and 7-year-olds, and there are nearly 1.1 million of them in the state, proudly graduated out of their car seats to big kid status on their 6th birthdays. And all was well until, a few days from now when January 1 rolls around and they're changing the law in California.
You got to go back into the car seats?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Now, are they car?
Yes, where a child must use car seats until the age of 8 years old or 4 feet 9 inches tall.
Which is like what it is in Texas,
isn't it? Yeah, right now it's 6 years and 60 pounds. So how are you going to get that little munchkin back into the car seat?
Is it a car seat or a booster seat?
Well, it says they got to be in a booster seat. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, again, how's that going to work out for you? Let us know how happy your youngin will be about that.
After they've gone, what, like 2 years out of it or something
in
like that?
In some cases, sure, could be, yeah. So once again, the The Einsteins in California in the legislature have decided that, well, that's the way it's going to be.
Well, you see, I think it's too old. The Texas law, I think 8 years old, and what is how many inches is it? Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with the law. I mean, I think about, you think about soccer moms who, you know, pick up a lot of kids to go to soccer practice.
Sure. Yep.
Or something like that. By law, if they pick up in their minivan six kids, they got to have every one of them in a booster seat.
And again, getting them back into it after they changed it could be.
Right.
Okay, well, I tried to save this for as long as I could, but I think it's our responsibility that we let folks know that Earth is under attack once again.
Oh, no.
Not Earth.
Yeah, the Earth is under attack.
By bad people or
By aliens.
Oh, well.
No, I mean, by people from another planet, apparently.
Wow. We got, we could put Bruce Willis on that.
That's right. Somehow, some way.
Any number of grumpy old men that need work.
Yeah. Once again, I don't know how, but Weekly World News has gotten this story, and nobody else has reported it yet.
Except us. We're about to.
Here we go. Alien balls are falling all across the United States. Weekly World News, NASA and UN have confirmed that alien balls are flying in here from the planet Zeba.
Zeba,
yes.
You say alien balls? Are we like sports balls?
Well, no, they're actually
little balls of aliens.
Yeah, it's a little ball. The balls are made of some unknown metal alloy that are hollow and appear to consist of two halves that have been joined together. They weigh 10 to 20 pounds and have been found all across the country this week.
Where?
I don't know. It says 10,000 so far, and it says there have been another 5,000 in Africa, because we know the Weekly World News has a bureau in Africa.
Yeah, they have correspondents everywhere.
Of course.
Well, if there's 10,000, I mean, one surely, dropped in a McDonald's parking lot or something.
Don't call me Shirley. No, actually, all the pictures they have, they show them. They did show one that I saw on the street. One set of experts on the UN panel on extraterrestrials said that the balls are, quote, clearly from spaceships from planet Zeba. We recognize the markings on the ball, and they are clearly Zeban.
License plates.
Okay, there's somebody from the UN who is being paid 70% of it from our money, because that's about how much we put into it. And he or she is telling us that these space balls are coming from Zeba. But another set of experts says the Zebans may be sending a message to the aliens from the planet Gutan, who are hostile, and they are here to attack humans. See, the Zebans may be coming here to defend us against Gutan attack.
I'm going with that story. I'm a Zeban guy.
I
think they're on our side.
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So as you're at the checkout stand today, well, unless you get it mailed to your house, and I don't know who doesn't. The Weekly World News has stories and pictures of the alien balls.
Pictures of these balls?
Yes, falling from the planet Zeba. Okay.
Well, 10,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
As you say, would seem like there might be one that would have fallen, like in Booger County or something.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm toying with the notion of whether or not I should, play anything from the movie Spaceballs right now.
Best that we not go
probably
there.
Probably not.
No.